While the normal man wants to be sure, the man of chance embraces uncertainty. The normal man is always intent on getting from A to B, while the sage rejoices in A, even as he moves on to X. The normal man lives by a chart. The man of chance knows you rarely discover new land with old charts. The normal man knows most of the answers and is always right, while the man of chance, always confused, always uncertain, is usually wrong, or when right, only by accident. The normal man walks within narrow walls, always seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. The sage is blind, can't see the light, thinks walls are for climbing, and over he goes, no pattern to follow, no end in sight. The normal man seeks to master his ship, always with fingers lashed to the wheel, always afraid of accidents. The man of chance sails free, letting water and wind enforce their will, using the wheel for playing roulette, fingers for touching the sun and sea. He knows that the greatest accidents of all are nothing more than the wind, the wheel, and the me. He leaps again to wonder and whim. The normal man knows what is success and what is failure. The sage is stupid. He is lucky and does not rejoice. He is unlucky and does not weep. Chance casts him into the darkness and he may smile. Chance raises him to the light and he may glower. Utterly quiet, cleansed of clutching, leaping again to wonder and whim. The professor grows by hoarding knowledge, the businessman by hoarding gold. The sage grows by daily loss, loss upon loss, until he is empty, leaping again to wonder and whim. What chance gives, the sage takes and is contented. Pain follows pleasure, and he is not troubled. Gain follows loss, he yawns. Of whom should he be jealous? He who is everyone and nobody. He acts, but why he acts, or who he is who acts, the man of chance does not know. He neither longs for one thing nor loathes its opposite. As the lotus leaf rests unwetted on water, so acting rests the sage, untouched by action. Free from fear and longing, floats along, unresisting to the irresistible. Not hurried by the thought of dams, nor hesitant in the rapids, nor fearful of the distant sea. He is a glint of life off a single ripple, at one with wonder and whim.